الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، نتابع درسنا في شرح كتاب أو في التعليق في قراءة والتعليق على كتاب منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في نقد الرجال والكتب والطوائف. We will move to our درس and reading and commenting on the book The methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in criticizing individuals, books, and sects by Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' bin Hadi Umayr Al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى. قال ولازلنا في قول المؤلف رحمه الله ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عيوب أشخاص معينين دون ذكر محاسنهم من باب النصيحة. We're still reading under the topic where the author rahmahullah said the mentioning of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam of people's faults or errors without mentioning their good attributes because of advice. قال عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن هند بنت عتبة قالت يا رسول الله under the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said that Hind bint Utbah, may Allah be pleased with her, said, O Messenger of Allah, inna Abu Sufyan rajulun shahih. She said, Abu Sufyan is a stingy man. من هو أبو سفيان لهند بنت عتبة؟ نعم، أبو سفيان رضي الله عنه هو زوج هند بنت عتبة. So she was mentioning her husband by saying أبو سفيان is a stingy man وليس يعطيني ما يكفيني وولدي. She said he does not give me what is sufficient for me and my children. He does not give me what is enough, that which is enough for me and my children. إِلَّا مَا أَخَذْتُ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَعْلَمُ Except that which I take from him without his knowledge. فَقَالَ خُذِي مَا يَكْفِيكِ وَوَلَدَكِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَوَلَدَكِ والله أعلم، أظن أن التشكيل عندي في الكتاب خطأ. خذي ما يكفيك وولدك بالمعروف. So he said, take what is enough for you and your children بالمعروف. يعني with justice. So do not take too much more than what is enough. أين موضع الشاهد من الحديث? What is the relevance of this hadith to the topic? نعم. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل منها، وإلا لا يجوز للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسكت إذا كان قولها خطأ ولا ينبغي أن يقال، لبينه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وما كان له أن يؤخر البيان، فذكر أهل العلم أن تأخير البيان عن وقته لا يجوز. فوصفت هند رضي الله عنها زوجها بالبخل، قالت إن أبا سفيان رجل شحيح، وسكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن قولها ولم يقل لها لا ينبغي أن تذكريه إلا أن تذكري مثلا محاسنه وتذكري أنه رجل شجاع وأنه صحابي يصلي ويصوم وكذا وكذا ويعد الحسنات حتى يحق لك أن تذكريه بالشح، لأن هذا موضع استفتاء يا إخوة، هذا موضع سؤال واستفتاء، فجاز لها أن تبين ما عنده من عيب لتستفتي. ومع هذا يا إخوة، بين أهل العلم أنه لا يجوز لمسلم أن يطعن في أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه بهذه الصفة، فيجوز نقل الحديث من باب نقل العلم ولا يجوز نقل الحديث من باب الطعن بأبي سفيان، فهو صحابي جليل رضي الله عنه، ومنهج أهل السنة والجماعة التردي على صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وليس الطعن فيهم كما هو منهج الرافضة وبعض الخوارج. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. So here, the relevance of this hadith to the topic at hand, ya ikhwa, is that Hind, may Allah be pleased with her, she mentioned her husband. And she said that her husband, Abu Sufyan, is a stingy man. And that's what she said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell her what we could hear a lot today from individuals. Stop, stop, stop. You need to mention all the good qualities. Just mentioning someone's bad quality is injustice. And that you should mention all of their good qualities. And she was talking about Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, this great companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not about an innovator. Like we hear people defending the innovators today by saying you need to mention their good qualities. This is a companion, may Allah be pleased with him. She mentioned something that he has, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning something, bad quality that he had, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted her and did not tell her that she needs to mention his good qualities. Rather, he answered her to her point, to the question. But as the ulama say, ya ikhwa, it is not permissible to mention this hadith in order to speak ill of this great companion, may Allah be pleased with him. It is permissible to narrate the hadith and to mention it in regards to giving knowledge, in regards to spreading knowledge. For all the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are knowledge. But one is not allowed to mention this hadith in regards to speaking ill of this companion or any other companion. For the way of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with the companions and to love the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to defend them. Unlike the Rafida and some of the Khawarij who speak ill of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them. قال الحافظ ابن حجر في تعليقه على هذا الحديث في فتح الباري. الحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله, in commenting on this hadith in his book فتح الباري, he said واستدل بهذا الحديث على جواز ذكر الإنسان بما لا يعجبه إذا كان على وجه الاستفتاء والاشتكاء ونحو ذلك, وهو أحد المواضع التي تباح فيها الغيبة. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said, this hadith was used as an example or as a proof that it is permissible to mention someone, to mention an individual with something that he dislikes. That it is permissible to mention someone, an individual, with something that he dislikes. In regards to asking, in regards to seeking justice, and other than this, and this, those are some of the times in which it is permissible to backbite or to speak about someone with something that he dislikes. It is permissible in certain situations, such as asking about an individual, and such as asking for justice, to speak against an individual, or to speak of an individual with something that he dislikes. فَلَمْ يُنْكِرْ عَلَيْهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذِكْرَهَا لِلْجَانِبِ الْمُظْلِمِ وَلَمْ يُكَلِّفْهَا بِذِكْرِ مَحَاسِنِ أَبِي سُفْيَانِ وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو مَحَاسِنِ. So Shaykh Rabi'ah حفظه الله, he said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not stop her, or did not stop her from mentioning the dark side, a dark side that Abu Sufyan has. And he did not obligate upon her to mention Abu Sufyan's good qualities. And he said, وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو مَحَاسِنٍ. He said, verily he is one with good qualities. He is one with good qualities. قال رابعا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعرابي. قال اللهم, أي أن هذا الأعرابي قال, اللهم ارحمني ومحمدا ولا تشرك في رحمتنا أحد. A Bedouin, and the story is known that he came and urinated in the masjid, and then the people stopped, tried to stop him by force, and the Messenger ﷺ told them to wait until he finishes, and then he taught him, he brought him and he told him those places, the masajid, are places of the mentioning of Allah and of prayer, and they're not for that, they're not for urinating inside them. So this Bedouin, he said, O Allah, have mercy on me and on Muhammad, and do not have mercy on anyone beyond us. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنه, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said about this man, ما تقولون أهو أضل أم بعيره. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, what do you say? Is he more, يعني, in misunderstanding, or his camel? Who is more in misunderstanding, he or his camel? والله لو سمعنا هذا الكلام من بعض العلماء اليوم لطعن فيهم كثير من أهل البدعة وقالوا هذا تجريح وهذا سب وكذا. وتعرفون أن أحد أهل العلم يا إخوة كتب كتابا وسماه إسكات الكلب العاوي ردا على بعض أهل البدعة. You know that a scholar, a recent scholar, he wrote a book which he named shutting up the barking dog, and he, by which he refuted an individual, a person of innovation in our times. فطعن في هذا الشيخ وفي هذا العالم كثير من الناس وقالوا هو يسب ويشتم وقالوا هذا ليس منهج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Many people of the people of innovation, they started speaking against this scholar who wrote this book, and they said he is cursing and he's speaking in way that other than the way of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونسوا أن الله تعالى جعل الكلب مثالا. They forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the dog as an example for the people. مثالا أي للناس الذين عندهم العلم ولا ينشرونه ويكتمونه وينشرون الأهواء والبدع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the dog as an example for the people who might have some knowledge, but they hide it and they show their desires and that which fits their agendas and what they have. وهو قول الله تعالى ماذا يا إخوة واضرب لهم مثل الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل ماذا؟ فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the example of the one who is given the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he abandons them and follows his desires, that his example is like the example of a dog. If you make him work hard, he starts breathing heavy. And even if you leave him, he breathes heavy. Yani, the rough meanings of the ayat. قال الشيخ حفظه الله. كم بقي معنا من الوقت يا إخوة؟ 20. طيب. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وأصحاب المنهج الجديد لم يراعوا مثل هذه الأمور. He said the people of this new methodology did not pay attention to those things, to those evidences. ولم يفرقوا بين المصالح والمفاسد. And they did not differentiate between the harmful and the beneficial. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. بل أهدروا جانب المصلحة. But rather they left out the side of benefiting. واستهانوا بخطورة البدع وأضرارها. And they made easy the matters of innovations and the matters of the dangers of innovations. They made them easy. They did not consider those matters. ولم يدركوا فوائد النصيحة التي أدركها الإسلام وأدركها أئمة السلف. And they did not know the importance of advice which Islam has mentioned and the أئمة of the Salaf have mentioned. فلما أهدروا ذلك, when they left that off, خيل إليهم أن من ذكر عيوب أو بدع شخص أو جماعة تحذيرا للأمة ونصحا لها قد جانب العدل ووقع في هوة الخيانة. في هوة الخيانة. So they claim when they did not pay attention to this very important matter, giving advice, even naming individuals for the sake of giving advice, they fell into thinking that speaking ill of an individual's innovations or even a group's innovations out of warning for the ummah against this individual or this group, they claim that this is injustice. That one should not speak ill of those individuals and should not warn against those individuals. And this was not, ya ikhwa, the way of the salaf, meaning defending the people of innovation and saying, no, do not speak. We do not speak about individuals. Like we hear many people today say, we do not want to hear about individuals. You're backbiting. This is not backbiting, ya ikhwa. This what the ulama, when they warn against the people of innovation, what they are doing is they are protecting the deen of Allah from those people who change it. They are protecting the deen of Allah. ماذا نعرف عن واصل بن عطاء؟ ماذا نعرف عنه إلا أنه صاحب بدعة ولما يذكر يذكر ببدعته وقد يكون عنده صيام وقيام وعبادة ولكن إذا ذكر واصل بن عطاء نعرف أنه صاحب بدعة وكذلك بشر المريسي وكذلك غيرهم كثير. So what do we know, يا إخوة, about the likes of واصل بن عطاء, about بشر المريسي, about those individuals whom might have many forms of worship? They pray and they fast. They might even have knowledge. They might have memorized the Quran. Some of them might have memorized the Quran. But because of their innovation, ya ikhwa, what do we know about them? They are innovators. We don't open their books and read them and say, those people, they are memorizers of the Quran. They are reciters of the Quran. No, ya ikhwa. The matter of bid'ah should not be taken easy. One should be aware of the people of innovation. انظروا إلى هذا المثال أو إلى ما ذكره الشيخ تحذير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الخوارج. The author رحمه الله said the warning of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم against the خوارج. وما أكثر الخوارج في هذا الزمان. How many the خوارج in these times are. قال عن علي رضي الله عنه قال, under the authority of علي, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, إذا حدثتكم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلئن أخر من السماء أحب إلي من أن أقول عليه ما لم يقل. He said, when I inform you in regards to, يعني on behalf of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is easier for me to be thrown from the heavens than to speak on his behalf something that he did not say. وإذا حدثتكم فيما بيني وبينكم فإن الحرب خدعة. But when I tell you about the matters, يعني between me and you, meaning not narrating from the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, really the matter of war is يعني of trick. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He said, I heard the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying. وأتى بهذه المقدمة يا أخوة, ولا بأس أن الإنسان أحيانا يأتي بمقدمة لكلامه يبين فيها أنه يتذكر عاقبة الكذب مثلا إذا أراد أن يذكر. فهو رضي الله عنه أتى بهذه المقدمة لكلامه حتى يتوثق أنه إذا نقل من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه لا ينقل إلا شيئا سمعه منه أو لا ينقل إلا ما علم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قاله. So he came with this introduction to point out that when he narrates from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that it is the truth, that he is narrating the truth. فقال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He said, I heard the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, سيخرج في آخر الزمان قوم أحداث الأسنان. He said, there will come people in the end of time who are young. سفهاء الأحلام, who are unwise. يقولون من خير قول البرية. They say the best of statements. يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حناجرهم. They will recite the Quran and will not go beyond their throats. They will recite the Quran and it will not go beyond their throats. يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. They will go out of Islam like an arrow goes out of its target. فهذا ذكر مثالا بسهم دخل في رميته أي في هدفه وخرج من الجهة الأخرى فخرج منها فما سرعة ما دخل فيها وسرعة ما خرج منها. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave an example of an arrow hitting its target and going out from the other side. Look at this example. فَإِذَا لَقَيْتُمُوهُمْ, so if you meet them, فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ, kill them. طبعا هذا يا إخوة للحاكم, هذا للحاكم, this is for the ruler. فَإِنَّ فِي قَتْلِهِمْ,
kill.
نعم. فَإِنَّ فِي قَتْلِهِمْ أَجْرًا لِمَنْ قَتَلَهُمْ, for verily there is a reward for the one who kills them. عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will be rewarded by Allah on the day of judgment, on the day of judgment, the one who kills them. فانظروا يا إخوة, ذكر أنهم قراء للقرآن وأنهم يتكلمون بخير كلام البرية. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned that they speak with the best of speech. He mentioned that they are reciters of the Quran. Rather than that, ya ikhwa, the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they narrated that they knew the houses of the Khawarij by what? By hearing the recitation of the Quran at night. They knew their houses by the recitation of the Quran at night. ومع هذا حذر منهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا التحذير وأمر بقتالهم. Even with this, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against them and ordered to fight them, and ordered with fighting them. بل لما رأى بعض الصحابة الخوارج بعد أن قتلوا ووضعت رؤوسهم على سهام في الشام ورأوا رؤوسهم بكى رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه وقال كلاب النار, كلاب النار, كلاب النار, شر قتلى تحت أديم السماء هم وخير قتلى تحت أديم السماء من قتلوه. هؤلاء يا إخوة قراء القرآن, كانوا يقرؤون القرآن, يصلون في الليل, ومع هذا لم يرفعهم شيئا, أي قراءتهم للقرآن وصلاتهم في الليل لم تجعل الصحابة إذا أرادوا ذكرهم أن يذكروا محاسنهم. Some of the companions, يا إخوة, may Allah be pleased with them, he saw the Khawarij after they were killed and their heads were put on arrows, and he saw their heads scattered, he started crying. And then he talked about them. Those, ya ikhwa, those people were reciters of the Quran, used to recite Quran and pray at night. He said about them, dogs of the hellfire, dogs of the hellfire, dogs of the hellfire. They are the worst people from those who die under the heavens. And the best of people are the ones who those people kill. فلما سئل أشيء سمعته من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو هو من عندك؟ قَالَ إِنِّي إِذًا جَرِيءٌ. When he was asked, is this something that you heard from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is it from your own? He said, if this was something that I'm saying from my own, then I would be too brave. Meaning I would be speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with things that I do not know. ثم ذكر أنه سمعه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غير مرة ولا مرتين ولا ثلاثة ولا أربعة حتى ذكر سبعة يا إخوة. So he mentioned that he heard it from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم many times. So he did not go about saying and praising them and saying those are people who recite the Quran, like what we hear today. You speak about a person of innovation and they start telling you, oh, we know him to be a person who prays. We know him to be a person who gives in charity. We know him to be a person who fasts Mondays and Thursdays and fasts many days, or fasts one day and breaks his fast on another day. They start praising the people of innovation. There is no need for this, ya ikhwa. We do not attend their janazah. We do not visit them if they're sick. Rather, we say, oh Allah, make them sicker. If the people of innovation get sick, we say, oh Allah, make them sicker. If they die, we do not attend their janazah. And we mentioned the story of some of the Salaf and how they dealt with the janazah of Bishr al-Marisi. نعم هذا الكلام في المبتدأ نعم لعل الوقت دخل. So this is in regards to the innovator, not anyone who falls into an innovation out of ignorance or whatever. This is in regards to the people who call to innovation and the people who innovate and the people who spread the innovations. نعم لعل الوقت دخل ونقف هنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.